Simply Done, the podcast network.
Here's my feeling. In this world, you get one opportunity.
Are you? I don't think even think you get that much.
No, he's got his second chance here. Third.
Well, love is lovelier the second time around.
No, you're not listening to what I said. You know the meeting that we were taken to the other day?
I was really kind of all kind of foggy.
Well, how many chances do you get? This is about Perry's fifth chance. That's the way I look at it.
Fifth what?
Fifth chance.
Fifth chance of love?
No, fifth chance of making it. Oh, look who's here.
You're always going to make it. Hey, Stewmaster.
Oh, look at who's here.
Let go of my arm.
Just don't fucking push it.
I can't
say
hello to you.
Why is Tom here?
I can't say hello to you.
Did you tell me he's coming?
Ow! Ow!
Perry, stop acting like you're going to hit him. Did you ask if Tom could come to the podcast? Perry, I'm talking to you. What are you doing?
Falling. Because he just pushed me over.
Not really. Scaremaster, welcome to the show, buddy.
Did you ask if Tom could come to the podcast?
Hey, Tom's here. Hi, Tom.
I expected
this. Good, how are you doing? You look really good.
Thank you.
Well, it's nice to see Tom Brennan's here, and I would like to talk to you about possibly representing me.
Well, Mo, I think we've been down that road before.
How would happen?
Well, it would be a, let's just say, a conflict of interest.
Yeah, well...
Scaremaster doesn't think so.
How long are you going to take to get ready, Perry?
What do you mean I don't think so? You're damn right I do think so.
Do you think that your publicist, Tom Brennan, who just walked in with you, should also represent me, your
never.
Best friend, Walter Malicki?
You're not my best friend. You'll never be my best friend.
Why? Should
you're
I
just...
By the way, we'll talk about it on the show, but you really did well at
thank
the
you.
System hearing the other day.
Thank yeah,
what
you.
What was that? What was that?
It's kind of freaky being
what
taken in.
What was it? Hey, did it? Was anyone else surprised that was all real?
Yeah, I was
blown. Oh, you know what else is real? This song right here.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Down the Podcast Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big 3 Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's your old pal Don.
I'm Maul.
I'm the Scaremaster, Scary Perry.
And it looks like we have a whole crew of people. We have...
My publicist, Tom Brennan, is here
maybe
to
the
my left.
Maybe the best publicist in the Big 3.
Not going to be my publicist, too.
He's not going to be your publicist, too.
Super freak Tom Brennan is
he's
here.
Not a super freak, you scumbag.
Why is he okay. going to be my publicist?
And
because I said so. There's a conflict of interest if he's your publicist as well as
okay,
my publicist.
Let's move on. We also got
God.
A crew from the system. Now, you had a meeting the other night, a system hearing where you're trying to get out of the system.
Correct.
And the judge said that he was going to assign these guys with you for 30 days.
Yes.
Have they been with you the entire time since the meeting?
This is the first time since the meeting.
And how's it going?
I've seen them.
You guys getting along?
So, yeah, we're getting along.
So,
I mean, I got upset over a couple of things. But,
what happened?
Usually you're so even-tempered.
But
so
why'd you get upset?
Yeah, he's usually so mellow, you just can never expect
it. I'm not mellow.
But why is it in our business?
Because.
Okay. All right, well, why don't we introduce the guys that you're with? What's your name? Give him the mic, Perry.
My name is Joel.
And you are?
I am Ethan.
And do you have last names?
Yes, we do. I'm Ethan Cohen.
I'm Joel Cohen.
Well, that's kind of crazy. Are you
okay,
brothers?
You're related.
Are you related?
No relation. It's a completely different spelling. I am C-O-E-N.
I'm a C-O-H-E-N. Hmm. Jewish spelling.
Hmm. Well, there you go. Well, anyway, it's nice to have you guys. You've got a camera crew here, and we did something. I'm not going to let people know because I don't know how much we can talk about.
Oh, tell them. What did we do? Tell them. I want to know. What did we do?
Well, at the system hearing, I don't know. How much can we talk about that?
Oh, yeah. What happened at that thing? I went to it. Dan and I showed up.
Yeah,
there.
We were brought
we totally
there.
Helped you out, Skim. As you're welcome.
Well, I hope so. I just hope to God by the next system hearing in 30 days that I'm out of the system. I'm done.
No, they contacted you, Tom?
Any more problems with...
No, actually, Perry and I were just on the roof, and this was the first time I met these gentlemen. It was a complete surprise to me, and apparently they...
It's nice to see on the roof and not on the roofies, you wow. know what I mean, because of all the date rape drugs.
Right.
Well,
thank you.
Not the kind of drugs that you like
roofies.
To give out. Not the kind of drugs you like to give out, huh?
I noticed that he's been looking at the date rape drug right there the entire time.
The date
time.
Rape pot there
Look
from Quincy.
That.
Where is it?
It's right over there by the candle.
I see it.
I see it. No.
Stay away.
No, please.
Stay the fuck away.
Oh, Jesus. No, please. I've seen it.
Let me explain to everybody. Our producer, John Quincy Adams.
He was the producer of Windy City Heat.
He is in love with Tom Brennan.
John Quincy Adams is as gay as a fucking $3 bill.
And so is Tom.
I do not think
Tom Brennan is not gay.
Let me ask
Tom
you this.
Tom Brennan is not a fucking flamer like Quincy.
Okay.
Tom Brennan was raped like I was raped.
Okay, yeah, you were raped.
Shut the fuck up about that
bullshit.
Okay,
can I ask him one question?
No, there's no fucking questions to ask.
There is a question to ask.
Because it's complete motherfucking bullshit.
Okay,
if you want to ask
I have a
question,
feeling that he
question.
Wanted it to happen.
May I?
He didn't want any of that bullshit to happen. You fucking faggot over there. You're the one that got them.
Then why didn't he go to the police?
You motherfucker.
Why didn't he go to the police then?
Because he has to help me! You son of a bitch!
If I
he has to help me! And I'm gonna fucking tear your fucking head apart! You motherfucker! Get the fuck out of here!
You are on fire today. What were you gonna say, Mo?
I just wanted to, for the listeners and the viewers who aren't familiar with the story of what's going on.
I was trying to explain.
Perry joined the stable of Brennan Entertainment. After which, I asked Scaremaster if I could also be a.
And I said no.
You were vague.
I said no.
This is the past. That was a long time ago.
But our friend and the producer of Windy City Heat, John Quincy Adams.
He's not my friend. He's your gay friend.
Okay.
He's your bed buddy.
Okay.
Isn't he? You're a fucking flaming queer, aren't
you? What is going on here? Settle down.
If I may.
What are you writing down there?
We're just taking a log of some of his...
Scaremaster's taking a log. Scaremaster took a log at the IHOP.
All right, I would like to ask one thing of Tom. Now, Tom, pictures leaked out
For the people who don't know the story and maybe seeing this for the first time... It might be worth just filling them in. And Scaremaster, give your opinion. Okay, so John Quincy Adams went to New York to try to convince Tom Brennan to sign me, and he did it by giving him what?
A fucking date rape sucker.
Date rape lollipop. And he did
that. Put him to sleep. To where that cocksucker fucking tied him up and raped him.
But fell in love with him, too.
Don't even bring that fucking fall in love bullshit up. You're gayer than a motherfucking...
Okay, that's not fair to say.
Oh, shit.
That's not fair to say.
What do you mean it's not fair to say?
It's not fair to call Mo. Mo's not gay.
Mo's a queen as can be. He's got this queen bee lover boyfriend called John Quincy Adams. He's as queen as a $3 bill.
Why are you yelling so much? Here's my feeling. You're yelling because you don't want me to ask Tom a question.
Go right ahead. Ask him.
Do you mind, Tom?
No, you can ask me a question.
Are you as queen as a $3 bill?
No, let me ask a question. We have one question, and I will ask. All right, this is my feeling all along, that you're kind of a freak and you're into that kind of stuff.
You said I could ask Tom a question.
Let me finish my question.
Rephrase the term freak.
All right, freakazoid.
You know what?
Okay, freakazoid's fine.
All right.
Freakazoid's fine.
All right, that you're kind of a freakazoid and you asked for it from him.
He didn't ask
for it.
What about the second time?
Second time.
Remember when Quincy went back and took him out again and he gave him more David lollipops?
I don't know what the fuck Quincy did.
That was the limo driver, to be fair.
Yeah, the limo driver gave him to you. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I was not stupid.
Right.
Okay, answer the question.
What was the question?
Are you a freakazoid and were you asking for it? Did you enjoy yourself? Now, pictures leaked out on the internet.
Yeah, I know.
Of you with your hands tied, you know.
Those weren't my pictures. Those were Quincy's pictures that leaked out, to be completely accurate.
Continue. Do you like that, yes or no?
Can I answer that for him?
Let him answer, Perry. For God's sake, he's a man.
The answer is no, Don. And I don't, and this is not the first time I've said that.
I don't think that you're telling the truth. Well, I really don't.
You know what, Don? Then, you know, I think you like it, and I think you want it.
Okay.
Why don't you start eating that fucking sucker?
Do you think
Why don't you put that DWP sucker in your mouth?
DWP.
Or DRP or whatever the fuck you call that goddamn thing.
Do you think he's as queen as the $3 bill?
Yeah!
Why are you doing this, Perry? You're in front of people. You're supposed to keep your temper down, and you're fucking going crazy. You think this helps you in the system?
I do.
All right, what are you carrying here?
Well,
you...
the reason I'm here, and the reason I'm here with Perry, is I have two Tommy Bahama shirts for you that I owe you, and Perry has the other two, so this clears the slate. This clears the debt, and thank you very much. And
well,
explain
what this is, Dan.
Okay. A while back, I don't even know all the reasons, but at one point, Perry ruined one of my Tommy Bahama shirts, a shirt that Mary Jane got me
many,
for my birthday.
Many, many years ago.
A year ago.
Okay.
During
many,
the VPN days.
Okay.
And he took a long time to pay back, and then he started giving me things. Like, for instance, when we got his internet back to him, his Facebook page and all that, he said, oh, I'm going to get you another Tommy Bahama shirt. That's how much I thank you. And he did. And then I don't even know why, but you owed me two.
I was disrespectful, and you made me get two.
There was a total of five owed to me. He gave me one, and it's so funny.
And
now
the four.
Now you bring them, and as you know, Tommy Bahama shirts went out of style about a month ago.
You know what? You know what?
Well, it took so long to get them.
You know what?
It's not fair.
You know what?
Well, let me see.
You better accept them now.
Let me see.
You better be kind about it.
You better shut up in front of the system.
They're nobody to me. They're just people.
Well, let's take a look at these Tommy.
This is a fucking podcast.
Oh, jeez. Look at these.
No. Give it a chance. Give it a chance.
Oh, no. These shirts are from those clearance rack stores.
It's from Nordstrom, right, Perry?
Nordstrom's, yes.
Oh, these are so fun. These are the type that the Italians accidentally find on the
Nordstrom
back of a truck.
Oh, now you're going to fuck with me.
I don't want these.
You're going to fuck with me.
Did you even see the blue one?
I don't like them.
I bet I know why he got you the blue one, Dan. Scaremaster, tell him why you got him the blue one. Just tell him.
Scaremaster. Why'd you give me a blue one?
I got you all four different colors.
Why did you give me the blue one?
What difference does it make?
Is it because of my eyes?
I don't know.
Do you think it could have been?
Because I like the shirt.
All right, here's the deal.
It has nothing to do with your eyes.
Tell me about his eyes, though. Give him a compliment.
I'm not complimenting nobody right now because I'm so fired up.
Okay, Tommy Bahama shirts are out of style, and these are the
They're out of style because you want them to be out of style.
These are the real shitty shirts. I don't want them.
You look like the carpenter at Casino Morongo.
You don't want the shirts?
I don't want the fucking shirts.
You're full of shit.
I don't want them. You can return them. Get your money back. I don't want them. Both you guys.
But is the debt cleared?
Oh, I'll bring it up in other ways, but for the time being, yes.
And Scaremaster gets to take all those back and...
Get his money back.
All five of them?
No, four.
Then keep those four.
I don't want them. I want them the fuck out of my house. I'll just use them as a rag to dust.
Well, look.
I don't want them. You take them back. You get your fucking money back. Tom, take the fucking shirts back. I don't want them.
Relax.
I don't want the shirts.
Treat them with respect.
I did. Great
and
shirt.
Let me ask you this. Tom, have you ever been in the Bahamas?
No, I never have.
Maybe Quincy will take you there one day.
You know what? You know what, Mole? Shove it up your fucking faggot ass.
Quincy likes it.
You know what? Shove it up your queen bee ass.
He's been calling for weeks.
You weren't supposed to.
Shove it up your fucking
Perry. You're in front of this
Tommy,
system and he's
Tommy
saying
Bahamas.
Faggot. You're not supposed to say those words.
I said it wrong. Excuse me.
Say right.
I'm getting fucking fired up by you scumbags.
What do we do?
What did we do? We're down to our last three shows, Perry. You can't
stay
together
for
that.
This is the last show. You're going to take those shirts. You're going to keep those shirts. You bitched and barked and bitched and barked and bitched and barked.
When they were in style.
Oh,
I don't want these Italian
you know
off
what?
The back
Shut
of the
up.
Truck bullshit shirts that some mafiosa guy got and sold them to some clearance store.
Excuse
I
me?
I don't want that type of thing. Those are shitty shirts.
They're not shitty
they
shirts.
They are shitty
these
shirts.
These are really nice shirts.
Where'd you buy them?
At the fucking Nordstrom's.
Not Nordstrom's.
The Rack.
Yeah, the clearance outlet store. That's where the
so what?
That's where the mob
that's
gets rid of their
the
shitty
first
shirts.
Shirt.
Okay, the other one was better. These are shit. I don't want them. Take them back. Get your money back.
Or give them to Tom to bring the Bahamas when Quincy takes them.
Yeah, that's
nice. He's not going to the Bahamas with that queen.
Mary Jane, you were going to say something?
Just so you know, the first shirt was from Nordstrom's, not on sale, because I don't like sales.
The one that Mary Jane got, she did a beautiful job, and it meant
I'm
so
sorry.
Much to me.
Sorry.
Well, then you destroyed it.
Freaking expensive.
Well,
I didn't destroy it. I barely ripped the damn thing.
Well, you bought me a new shirt that's taken care of. Take these shirts back. Keep the money. We're even.
Thank you.
Is that fair?
Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, and I've been getting so many emails about this. People are going crazy about your autobiography. How's that going?
It's on hold.
What do you mean it's on hold?
I'm not writing.
Why is it on hold?
Because I'm not writing anything yet.
You got writer's block?
Yeah, major writer's block.
What's going on? What do you think? Oh, you know what helps with that? Give him the DRP. Suck in that DRP a little
bit. Shut up, you fucking queer.
Maybe you should relax with some weed.
You too.
What do you mean?
I don't want any of that garbage.
Well, it helps you get over
it. It helps you get over
stuff. I'm telling you this. Right now, we have 3 shows left, and you should be pushing the fuck out of your
audible. We've got no shows left, because this is the last show until you behave.
What do we do?
What do we do? You treat me like right, make well, me Perry, fucking go fire it up.
Instead of talking Why? Over me, let me tell you something. You have 3 shows to push this autobiography, and you should be pushing the shit out of it. Because when these shows are done, you have no way to even push the autobiography. I don't think people are going to care. You got to start firing them up now. What are some of the stories that are going to be in this autobiography? You've had to have worked at least somewhat on it.
Talk about my auto accident. Talk about my
skateboard accident.
My not a skateboard accident, a car accident.
Yeah, but you broke your neck skateboarding too.
That's the other accident.
And here's the question
and
that I have.
You made an accident in your pants when you couldn't get the IHOP soon enough.
A lot of people are wondering why you've decided against going to how you got in show business originally. You say you're going to leave that entire chapter out. Why?
Well, what do you mean how I got into show business
how
originally?
How you originally got in show business.
Yeah, my Lucky's manager told me that I should be a...
All right, what's the next one?
I do the Lucky's manager joke where you blew the guy from Lucky's.
I didn't blow anyone
joke.
From Lucky's. You know, all you got...
Joke about Lucky's.
Perry, what are you doing?
Show's
over. I'm going to beat the fucking shit out of this queer.
No, you're not.
What happened?
Show is over.
What
all
are right, you talking about?
Tom,
you used to do that joke.
Perry, sit now. Fuck
Tom, off. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Perry, sit down. You either get him to sit down. Okay, if you walk one more step, I'm going to lose my mind.
Out.
Sit down, Tom. Sit down, Tom. You're really making a great
I will tell appearance. You something, though. Brendan is playing hardball. He's not afraid to play hardball with his clients.
I don't like the way my client's being treated. Is this what happens every time you come in here?
Yes.
Well...
Yes.
May I say?
This is bullshit. Why am I fired up? Because of this.
And this is what I want to speak to Tom for a moment. Tom, all I was asking was, Scaremaster used to do a classic joke about working at Lucky's, where his manager said, where he said, how do I get ahead in show business?
And no, you don't even know what
so how does it go?
So how did the joke go?
How's it go? Oh, I'd like to
just
hear
tell
the
us
joke.
The joke.
I'd like to hear the joke.
It's not a joke. It's a true story.
Okay,
right?
Well, then tell it.
I mean... My manager told me, he pulled me aside. He says, why are you a grocery clerk? And I told him because of the benefits. You know, SAG, United Food and Commercial Workers Union was great benefits back in the 80s. So he says, you're not a grocery clerk. You're a comedian. You're a funny guy. You should go and go do comedy.
So he's the guy that
no,
got
but
you
that's
started?
Not the joke I'm talking about.
Because you always...
No, you used to tell the joke where you go like, I told the manager, I was checking, the manager goes, you got to blow me. I go, blow me, now I'm the assistant manager.
No.
I do remember that.
Remember that joke? He said, blow me, now I'm the assistant manager. Remember that one?
You're talking about the old joke that was written for me by Jim
Horsley. Yeah, come on, that's
what we
want. Why
don't you do it? Come on, do it. It's a funny bit.
God, if I can remember it.
Well, try to.
How y'all doing? You guys have a nice day.
Yeah.
I had a bad day. Start things off. I had to get up early. I'm not much of a morning person. You know, most people wake up at the crack of dawn.
Yeah.
I woke up inside dawn's crack.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
What are you doing inside dawn's crack?
Mornings are for assholes.
That's a lie. You've never been in my crack.
Mornings are for assholes.
Never been in my crack.
Mornings are for assholes.
Hey,
morning
just
people
say that
you things.
Because people will take this
Why
as
are
serious.
You fucking
because I'm just saying. Them that this is a joke and you've never been in my crack. That's all I'm asking you to do.
Just say you haven't.
Just say you've never been in my crack.
Why are you interrupting?
I just told you.
Why are you interrupting?
It could have been done now. Just say you've never been in my crack before in the morning.
You're not even a part of this joke.
But you say Don's crack and everybody always thinks it's me.
Dawn.
Oh, now you can't.
D-A-W-N.
With the accent, it's really tough to tell. Anyway,
Dawn's
come on,
it is
jokes.
Hard to tell with
tell
your British accent.
Joke.
I think everybody sees
God,
that.
Scaremaster, you've had people in the audience before.
Go ahead. Take it from Dawn's crack.
Dawn's crack.
All right, Perry, get back in the zone. Let's go.
Let's see, where was I?
You were in my crack.
Oh, God. Waking up in the morning. Hold on. Oh, shit. You know when... Let's see... Woke up and said, "Dawn's crack." I'm fucked.
You got this. You got this, Scaremaster.
How y'all doing? You have a nice day. I had a bad day. Blah 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 blah.
Mornings are for
Christ.
Hey, words.
Don's crack, and then you take it from there.
Shut up.
God. Hey, let me help you out.
No, you're not to help me out because you don't know what the fuck you're saying.
I bet she gets you online better than you. What's the next line?
Hey, so let me tell everybody, I'm from Chicago, and I once beat up my wife because she didn't put a regular mushrooms.
You know what?
Fuck it.
He's not a monkey. He's not a monkey, but he's going to sit down.
Don't even talk to me. The night's over.
Perry.
Oh, you're not going to talk anymore? You zipped your lip shut? Oh, then I'll just talk to the guys from the system. Now, do you think this kind of behavior is going to sit well 30 days from now when he...
Is it professional?
There was a code 767 for threat of violence. There was a usage of a couple slurs, the Q word and the F word. Ethan, did you have anything else?
I thought that first joke was pretty entertaining.
Thank you, it was.
Thank you.
He never finished the joke.
His jokes are strong.
I was kind of looking forward to more, but...
Because it was interrupted. I got to start over.
All right, then start over and do the joke.
Stop interrupting me!
Nobody's interrupting you. Go. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is.
Let's bring it up.
How you guys doing tonight?
Stop! Let me at least bring you up and give you the feeling that you're being brought up on stage.
Boy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You know what? I'll be the last comic. I'll be finishing up. And I go, yeah, but my mom's never flying on Southwest Airlines again. Thank you. You guys have been great.
Hey, that's Mole, everybody. Give a nice hand for Mole. Oh, we're having a good time tonight. That's for damn sure. Hey, this next guy, what a crazy dude this guy is. He was in the movie Windy City Heat. He never got it. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. Funny man, the Scaremaster, the king of Friday night comedy, Scary Perry Caravallo.
How you guys doing out there? You guys have a nice day? I had a bad day. Yeah, I had to start my day off. I had to get up early, you know, and I'm not much of a morning person. You know how most people wake up at the crack of dawn? Well, I woke up inside dawn's crack. Yeah. Mornings are for assholes. Morning people say things like, up and at them. Well, how about erect and bob? Rise and shine? Oh, what the fuck you got for me to buff up before 12 noon? Give me a rag and I'll do it in bed. Work is weird. Yeah, I used to bag groceries at a market called Lucky's, and I came into work a little late the other day, and my boss goes and fires me. I told him to go suck my dick. Now I'm assistant manager? I mean, my God, what does it take? Are you going to fire me or are you going to make me assistant manager? I mean, come on, you know? Oh. And then, you know, and then I come across some famous people in the store. This one guy comes up to me and he goes, hey, fool, where do I get my trick cereal at? Like, yeah. Hey, Mr. T, hey, did you get your $8 back from Supercuts? He grabs me by the shirt, what you talking about, fool? Hey, sorry about that, man. I mean, you know. So, yeah, Lucky's and Mr. T and all these fucking crazy-ass people and these famous people. How many more days and hours and minutes will it take for me to get out of the system?
You know what's funny? This time I clearly heard you say Dawn in all these years.
Yeah,
I think
you
everybody
really
thought you said Dawn.
Right this time, Scaremaster.
You took the time to say it. Man. Hey, how about a hand? Hey, there he is. Scary Perry Caramello, everyone. Give him a nice hand. Good job, Scaremaster.
Thank you.
Can I tell you still got it?
Thank you.
Well, you know, I think we should take time out from the fun here. Again, another hand for Scary Perry Caravallo. Good job.
Thank you.
And now we're going to do something on the show that we give you a chance at home to be involved with our show here. It's time once again for a little thing we like to call the $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Now, if you've never heard the $10 shout-out before, this is where you, the listener at home, you can write some sort of idea. Tell us what you're feeling. Tell us what you want. And you send it to... $10 shout-out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Now, we only have two shows left, so you got to send that really quick to try to get it in before we're done with these shows. We have a few shout-outs today. Mole, you want to go first here? Want
to
take one?
I would love to, Dan.
All right. Let's take this. Here you go, Mole.
Oh, okay. It says... To the account user of scaryperryx1050@gmail.com, happy 3-year anniversary to your subscription with the number one dating application for gay, bisexual, and bi-curious men, Grindr. We hope the 139...
Stop reading that immediately.
...per month for Grindr Extra was worth it, and judging by your activity, it seems your Grindr account has paid for itself with over 1,992 gay hookups in the Grindr record of 102.
What? Stop reading that AMPs, immediately.
AMPs, anonymous male partners. No one else has started his or her accounts as bi-curious and become such a glorious and celebrated lover of the gay, bisexual, and bi-curious community. Which brings us to the bad news. We've noticed that you've had multiple accounts and only 10 usernames are allowed per person. Please delete the profiles.
Stop reading that immediately.
Do not give you the most gay, bisexual, and bi-curious pleasure. The usernames are as follows.
I want nothing to do with that message or this show.
You got to let him finish.
He's saying
it's immoral. It's wrong. And I am not an immoral guy. And I won't accept it. I will not.
You're not accepting it. We are. They paid $10.
Do you want to know if you want to get rid of any of these Grindr profile names? Cum Cannoli 69.
Oh, God.
Boo Cocky Rocky.
Shut up.
Gay Italian Intercourse. De Recita Rectum Ranger. Black Men Only. Men.
Shut up.
Mendary Perry Yumi. Denny's Men's Room 8 p.m. Disabled and Horny. Glory Hole Greasy Boy. Looking for a cock toothbrush. I'm 2 inches hard. Come.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, these aren't real.
You think
Pacific
fake?
Rim Job. Hmm.
All this gay garbage. You know I'm not gay. You know I will not accept gay.
Yeah.
And you know the way I acted at the system.
It right there. It's in the letter.
Who's it from?
Oh, it's from.
Don't even hand me this letter. I don't even want to look at it. I do not want to even look at it.
All right, there you go. All right, here's another $10 shout out.
That seemed just a little over the top, Scaremaster.
Yeah, that immoral garbage is just
wrong. No, even for you, it seemed over the top.
It did.
It's wrong.
It seemed over the top you doing that stuff.
All right, let me finish this next one. Perry's autobiography needs a title. I'm here to help. Here's some pitches. Oh, so here's some guy that wants to help you out with your title.
Yeah, that's going to be good. That can't be bad.
All right, and maybe we could add some at the end.
Okay.
All right. Are you there, dog? It's me, Perry.
I like that.
Yeah. Met her from Mars. Randy sucked my penis. All right. I don't like that one at all. The Diary of a Young Gay. The Big Book of Spaghetti Jokes.
Oh, I like that.
How to Sue Friends and Alienate Kimmel. Wow, that's really being specific. If Perry picks one of these, all I demand is 50% of the profits and a contract. Thanks, Davey P.
Which one are you leaning towards?
None of them.
Well, I think that he's asking for quite a bit, too. I don't know.
You
know,
wouldn't get shit from me.
Hey, maybe we could help you out with a couple.
There's no
and
need.
I wouldn't charge him. Would you charge him?
And then look, I don't even want to hear from any of you about my book. Okay?
Can we give you some ideas?
You have no ideas.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do know that. Because you've only been in my life a certain amount of time.
Yeah, only 22 years.
22 years of fucking with me.
Fucking with you?
22 years of nothing but fucking with me.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
How about giving you money?
Okay, yeah, that's a little
bit. Okay, so it's a little bit more than just fucking with you. How old were you when I met you? You were in your 30s.
No, I wasn't.
How old
I'm
were you?
I'm 50 now.
What? When did that happen? Scaremaster, you look great. I can't believe you're so old. You blew your manager of Lucky's.
All right, I just got this. Just given to me. Maybe you could read this. I can barely read the writing.
It says, Dear Perry, great performance. We didn't think you had any talent. We're shocked to hear how hilarious you were. This was just the first time we saw Jason Priestley after his DUI. Hope you get out of the system. Joel Cohen and Ethan Cohen.
Oh, that's sweet, guys. You owe us $10, though. You can't just get a $10 shout out without any money. Pass over the money, dude. All right, good. $10. Thank you. All right, well, that was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
So why wouldn't you even take a chance at gamble and try to talk to us about maybe let us help you a little bit with your title of your autobiography?
Because right now, everything about my book is very me, and it's only me.
Yeah.
Do you have any titles?
I've got nothing yet.
How about, can I say something?
Your speech is so immoral. I want nothing to do with what you got to have come out of your mouth. So, no, I don't want to hear it.
Okay, so what do we talk about?
Can I tell you my idea for a name for your book? Scaremaster, One Man's Journey Through the Darkness to Find the Light.
Thank you.
Did you just think of that just now?
Yeah, and then and go to the Denny's Men's Room, take a poop, and check out dudes.
That's all in the title.
That's all that you want to do.
No, I'm saying that could be like one of the chapters.
That's so retarded and immoral.
How about this? How about on the jacket sleeve about the author? Tell us about the author.
What's there to know?
You read a little paragraph?
I'm not saying shit until I'm done.
Why?
The same way as Howard Stern was.
Really?
Oh, really?
He didn't say anything. He said nothing about Private Parts until he was done.
Well, hey, is that a call coming through? Could you send that call through for us, please?
If this is that queen.
Hello, hello, my fine little laddie meat pies. Guess whom?
Hey, Mr. Adams.
Hey, how you feeling, Mr. Adams?
Hey, gay boy, hang the fucking phone up.
Am I still upset? Is that what you want to know?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Let's see. Am I still forlorn over the loss of my love and Perry's publicist, Tom Brennan Check?
Yes.
Then I suppose, yes, indeed.
Hey, queer!
Let him talk.
I am still upset.
Hey, Mr. Adams.
Yes.
You know that dude, Perry's publicist?
You can be as upset as you want to, you fucking homo.
Shut up!
Yes, what of him?
He's here. He's here in the studio today. Tom Brennan's here in the studio.
Yes, I understand, Walter. I understand. He's there. What?
He's not saying a word. No! No!
Hello, John.
What are you saying a fucking word to him for?
All right. Hold on. Hold the roll. Breathing. What?
Do not say a word to him.
Perry, stop it.
What? Tommy? Tommy, is it true? Is it true?
Yeah, he's here. He's totally here, Mr.
This is all so sudden. I had no idea you would be there, Tom. I had no idea. Hold on.
Do not speak to this pile of garbage.
Hold on, let me just straighten my ascot for a moment. Hold on. Hi, Tom.
Seems very nervous.
Hi, Tom. Hold on.
He's not talking to you. I won't allow
it. Hi, Tom. What's up? Who the hell with it? Marry me, Tom.
What?
Marry you?
I will not allow
it. He wants to get married.
What? He's a sick, fucking perverted.
I've done it, haven't I? No. I've blown the whole shebangy, my one-shotted happiness. Fortune's fool.
You have no happiness.
Are you there?
One shot of happiness is a bullet in your fucking gun.
Perry.
Point it at your head and pull the trigger.
He's threatening someone's life in front of the system.
I said
put a bullet in your gun, put it to your head, and pull the trigger.
All right.
Mean kill yourself, you sick perverted.
Did I hear wrong, or did John Quincy Adams just ask you to marry you?
Yeah, and that's not going to happen, Perry, so don't worry about that. Believe me.
He did say his fortune's full.
I heard him say that, too.
I'm just glad he's gone.
You know, as much as you say don't marry him, do you have any clue?
No, he doesn't.
Doesn't what?
He has no sexual... Oh, respect for that fucking sick, perverted rapist.
Let me ask. Can I?
All right. He's got no sexual.
Scaremaster. Is anyone else allowed to talk?
He's a rapist. No, I'm not going to allow anyone talking.
Oh, really?
But it's that sick.
All right, I'm walking out.
That's fucking sick. End the show now.
Show's over.
I'm out of here.
Show's over. Scaremaster.
Perry. Let's come on.
We're having a conversation.
Why don't you listen for a second? He's going to make a decision if he wants to.
Perry.
Do you know how much money John Quincy Adams has? Do you have any idea?
It's not even about the money. It's the power.
What he could do for you is unbelievable. I'm just saying before you
get,
say no.
You get out of the system. You got Quincy. Whatever, man.
You handle it the way you want. I don't even think Quincy has sex anymore.
Even talk to me about that queer.
Wait a minute. I think he's calling again.
Oh, boy.
Send that call through, please.
Don't talk to him.
Okay.
Hello. All right. I've got my footsies back underneath me. Guess whomas?
It's Mr. Adams
again.
Hi, John.
Yes. Okay, listen. I went a bit out of my head. Apologies all around. And let me just say this. My manners were for diddly. Let me just begin by asking, how is everyone? And what's new in the big three, personal and pop?
Well, it looks like Perry's possibly getting out of the system. He did that at a system parole hearing just recently, this Wednesday.
Really? Assistant Paroli. Is that so? Is that so? Well,
yes.
That is very well deserved.
Yeah, they sent two dudes, Joel and Ethan, to follow him around and videotape and make sure he doesn't go nutsoid or anything
and
like
he
that.
He hasn't really done a good job with that.
Well, let me say, I have every bit of faith in him. Let me do this as a professional. Let me do this. Let me congratulate you, Perry, and wish you the very best, for I know you can do it.
Thank you.
I mean, what can possibly go wrong?
Thank you.
What can possibly go wrong?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Nice. That's nice.
All right. Moving on to other business. Buongiorno, Tomasino. Come se va?
You know what? Watch your mouth.
How are you?
I'm fine, John.
Watch your mouth.
And let me ask you, Tom, let me ask you.
Tom's not answering you.
The rectal stitches all healed up nicely?
Yes, no more anal bleeding, thank you.
Well, I told you my proc doc Steve is a miracle worker, did I not?
What the hell are you answering him
stitches
for?
Stitches in his tushy.
Tom?
Listen. May I speak? Please, from the heart, please.
What are you answering him for?
Please, listen, please.
I don't think he's going to marry you, dude.
Are you his publicist, Mr. Barnes?
No, Mole said that, not me. But no, neither one of us are his publicists.
Then please.
I'm his bodyguard, Gabish.
You're his bodyguard?
Let me talk to Tom for one moment. Is that all right? As a businessman, please.
Let him talk
to Tom.
Let him talk to Tom for a
second. Tom, listen. I know this is sudden, and I know you've had your problems with me in the past.
Well, yeah, you raped me.
Yes, that's true. That is true. I admit that, and it was wonderful for me as well. I do recall that with a smile.
You sick, gay, disgusting pervert that fucking should be behind bars.
Exactly.
For the sake of accuracy, it was several rapings.
Son of a bitch.
Look, listen, please. Can we not dwell in the glorious past for a second?
That's what I say. Let's forget about the past. Happened a long time ago.
And can I ask for one question, please? Please. I just have one simple question. This is for Tom. Tom, let me ask. How did you spend last Christmas?
I don't see what that has to do with anything.
Tom, you were alone, weren't you?
None of your fucking business.
You were alone.
Yes, I was.
Tom, listen, can I say something? Can I say something here?
Go ahead.
I, too, was alone.
So fucking what?
And I'm through with being alone. On Christmas, All Hallows Eve, Mama's birthday, St. Crispin's Day, the whole thing, Tom.
So what?
We're both pups no more. How much time do we have left?
Who knows?
Yes, indeed, who knows? Who knows? For life is but a vacation from death, and I intend to have wonderful vacation photos when I return to the clutches of the dusty ground. Vacation photos of us aboard an Alaskan cruise wearing matching hot pink parkas.
Never!
Perry?
As ebony orcas spew from their blowholes, like the two of us will later do in our Lido Deck executive cabin.
Never!
Tempting?
John, that all sounds nice and it's very flattering, but it's just not my thing.
Oh. Well, I do know all about your thing. I took several Polaroids whilst we raped together. All right, so I know about your thing. But listen.
Here.
Let him talk.
I think maybe this will all sound more to your liking with a jaunty melody behind it.
Oh, yes, song time.
Shut up.
Let him sing.
Let him sing. They're disgusting.
Stop,
they're perverted,
Perry.
And they're gross.
Perry.
Yes, that's right, Walter, song time. And for we're going way back to the time when songs were public domain and we didn't have to worry about copyright laws.
Oh.
Are we ready? Oh. How's this? How's about a little Albert J., yes, the jazz singer. How's that sound to everyone?
Sounds great.
Would that be fun? Let's give it a go, shall we?
Oh, my God.
Oh, here we go. You got away from me that one time. I never thought you could escape.
These are disgusting.
But somehow I feel our true love is real. It's you I wanna rape.
These are disgusting.
Betty's Shut been up. Screaming on the podcast. He says our love just isn't so. Whenever I knock you out, it's what you dream about. Tommy, we should just give this a go. Tommy, how I love you when I rape your petties. Publicist Tommy, we'll both be on our knees. Please take some DRPs, they'll help you ease into the raping. You've got waiting, anticipating, heading south with Tommy. The guys in Boys Town will see me no more when I head through Tommy's back door.
So who wants to go to jail?
Oh, and here come the Nicholas brothers in there.
Oh,
short
they're here.
Shorts and
good.
Tank tops and look. Oh, and blackface. Oh, no. Nicholas brothers, no. We talked about this. All right, dance around.
This is the last fucking podcast. No more. I'm done.
Oh, 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 Tommy. How I love you when I rape your petties. Publicist Tommy. I wish we all could be just like our man. P-E-R-Y is he at Denny's waiting for the men to masturbate them. I love my Tommy. I'll rape him like I've never raped him before. So open up Tommy's back door. Yes, open up Tommy's back door. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Yes. All right. Thoughts.
Catchy. Very catchy. I thought it was fun.
It was great.
It had good tempo.
Disgusting.
Perry, shh. John, the song was a lot of fun, but I'm just not ready to settle down.
All right, listen. All right, listen. I think I've got it figured out. I think I know what you're worried about, all right? Tom.
He's not gay.
Listen. You're worried the same as I'm worried. You're afraid that once we're wed, I'll stop raping you.
Oh, you're sick.
Let me assure you. Listen. Let me assure you that I will rape you, Tommy, every blessed day, like it was that wonderful, tender first raping.
Satan the devil.
Perry, please. Look, John, that's not exactly what I was trying to say.
Then how about this? How about this? Why don't you try to say this? Why don't you try to say yes?
Well, Satan the devil. Make a good argument.
Yes, I do. I do make a great argument and a great cheesy omelet for brekkie.
Let me ask you this. Out of sheer curiosity, if I were to marry you, if I were, would it help my client? Would it help Perry?
Would it, if you were to marry, would it, let me tell you something. If we were to wed, Perry's career would be set in stone.
All right, everybody. What? Listen, hang on to your fedoras. John, I got nothing else going on. You know what? Yes, I will marry you.
What? Oh my God.
I'm as light as a jib. I'm as light as a jaybird. We're going to the chapel.
This is unbelievable.
Oh my God. This is awesome.
My love is alive. My soul's like a wheel that's turning.
What?
Perry, oh, just thank you. Listen, I'll explain it all in a minute.
Gary, right.
Calm down.
Wow.
John, can we please wrap up this call?
All right. Listen.
What?
There's so much to do. There's the catering. There's the setting up the mansione.
Ooh,
but listen, how's Thursday work for everyone for the bachelor party?
Fine with me.
How's that work for everyone?
I'm done.
Hey, okay. This party's going to be awesome.
We'll get all the deets squared away, but listen, no. until then, I, you know what they say, Walter? You know what they say, everyone? A man isn't complete until he's married.
Yeah, and then he's finished.
Bingo and bongo. Toots my loves and my betrothed. Somebody pinch me. Mama, I've got news.
Wow. That's a surprise.
Wow. No one saw that coming.
All right, hang on a second. I have
well,
some
wait a second. Before you say anything.
This is amazing. Wow, this is good.
You just said some major explaining to do. To John Quincy Adams about marrying him.
Major explaining to do.
Wow.
Hear me out for a second, Perry. Look at it this way. Are you looking at me?
I'm looking at you.
Okay. You're looking at me like you want to kill me. But
before you say that, what is your problem, Perry?
What's going on?
It's immoral. It's spiritually wrong.
Why?
I will not accept it in my life.
So are you firing Tom because of this?
What?
No. Are you firing Tom because of this?
No, Tom's doing it to help Scare Master.
That's his goal.
I think it's a great idea. Is that why you're doing it, Tom?
Look, there's something to be said here about, you know, I'm a publicist, okay?
Right.
You know, and, you know, Brennan Entertainment, you know, we've got a lot of things going on, but, you know, we're here, and I want to get, you know, here at the pinnacle.
Right.
This is going to get me there. This is going to get you there. I mean, look, between you and me, look at it this way.
I can't change you if you're gay.
I'm not gay.
But you, exactly.
I'm not gay.
So why would you marry this fucking homo?
You're not listening to me, Perry. I have a rational explanation for this.
Go on.
It doesn't involve me being gay, okay? It doesn't involve being a freak or gay.
You are a freak.
He's not a freak.
I'm not a freak.
You need to hear this.
You need to hear this. So look at me. Look, I'm the publicist that's going to be marrying my rapist to help my client.
Whoa.
Do you know what that's going to do for me?
I see the angle.
That's big.
Do you see this, Perry? I want my client to be pushed so hard. You're sitting between two system delegates here.
I know.
Okay? We're in crisis mode.
Major.
Okay, this is my solution. This is my solution, okay? It's a spur-of-the-moment thing. I just went for the moment. But listen, I'm going to be marrying my rapist, okay? Yes, and you know what? It's good for me. It's good for Brennan Entertainment. But the one it's really good for is you.
How is it good for Perry, just out of curiosity?
You said it before. Quincy, you know, say what
Perry
you want about Quincy.
Wedding. Perry loves a wedding.
Quincy's a powerful guy. He can get a lot of things done. You know, look, instead of you auditioning for roles, we'll just invent roles for you to be in, and he'll produce them.
All right.
Can I?
Just as long as they're not gay roles.
May I make a question for you now? Can I ask you something?
You sure can, Will. Go ahead.
Tom?
Yeah, go ahead, Will.
Sorry to put you on the spot again, because you've been put on the spot twice.
It's okay.
Best man, Scare Master?
If you like to be
Mole and I at the wedding party?
I don't know about that, but I'll tell you what. I don't think I'm going to get any friends from back home to come out for this. So,
Scare Master, it's a strong move.
Perry, look at me.
I don't know what to say.
Perry, can you look at me?
Yeah.
Would you be my best man?
I'm going to have to.
Look, even Jill and Ethan are clapping.
I'm going to have to.
I can't do it Thursday. How about we have the bachelor party Wednesday then?
I can't wait. It's going to be great.
A bachelor party?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Quincy was saying. I think it was a bachelor party.
What, this week?
Yeah. Do a bachelor party.
What are you doing
this week?
What are you doing Wednesday, Perry?
I don't know. I have to look at my book.
Well, you're my best man. You got to be there for the party.
Of course.
You got to pay for it?
Well, Perry, yeah, that's usually tradition. You pay know, for the.
But in all fairness,
out of what?
John Quincy Adams said
Quincy,
he was
I think
going
Quincy
to.
Should do it.
I don't have a pot to piss in
a room. Oh, and Mole, you told him to get a real hot chick as a dancer, okay? Will you do that?
All right.
What kind of girl do you think should be there, Scare Master? Is the stripper.
What kind of girl?
Yeah, describe her, how she should look.
Like a Victoria Givens.
Hmm.
Like a Jasmine St. Clair, you know.
What do you mean?
Very hot.
How about blonde hair?
Yeah, whatever Scare Master wants.
Wait, it's gonna
little
be, it's
tiny
gonna, it's
body.
It's going to be a woman?
Yeah. Let's have a little tiny body. What else should the woman have?
Like the girls that you used to work with at the Hollywood Tropicana.
Oh, you're saying big.
Yeah, big knockers and fucking fit chicks.
All right. So tell him that.
Okay, I'll write all that stuff down.
Like Tropicana girls.
Tropicana girls.
Okay, perfect.
Jasmine Sinclair.
Perfect.
Are you okay with this, Perry?
Then this is it, Wednesday.
I'm not okay with it, but I'm going to have to accept it. What can I do?
You're not okay with it.
I'm not okay with it.
But you understand my reasoning.
I do understand your reasoning, but I'm not okay with you marrying a guy, a homosexual.
Yeah, but Scare Master, you're a huge Modern Family fan. And when Cam and Mitch got married,
I'm not a huge Modern Family fan.
Then why are you always talking about it during your?
What do you mean I'm always talking about it? I'm not.
You're always
interested.
Like, oh, are Cam and Mitch ever going to work it out with
I'm
that
not,
little Lily?
You're the one that's bringing it up. I have no respect for that show.
Really? Even after won all those Emmys and everything.
So fucking what?
You don't care about Emmys?
I don't care about the gay.
How about the device of the
homosexual? Look. I'm a Jehovah's Witness.
The little
I am getting baptized this fucking winter. I
bet you don't.
In the winter? Is that when they do it?
This fall or this winter, whenever the next assembly is.
Now that's going to be a party.
You bet I don't?
What kind of stripper you want for that?
Same kind. What? Tropicana girl.
The show's going to end when...
We only have three more shows. After this, two more shows.
Maybe the last show we should baptize them. What if we got Jasmine St. Clair to baptize you?
Is that a bad idea?
She's not a witness.
How do you know?
Don't be stupid.
Why is that stupid?
Because I know.
Oh, you don't think she has it in her to be a witness? Why?
I think that's what he's saying. I think he's being
That's judgmental.
I'm being honest.
Oh, is that why they call it Judgment Hall? Because you're so judgmenty?
Whatever. Just shut up.
You don't look too happy, Perry.
I'm not.
Hey, now listen, at the Javajo bagpipe ceremony,
Jehovah's Witness.
Will, like, Prince be there and all the other Javajos, even the famous ones?
Jehovah's Witness.
Let people explain to everybody that Scaremaster belongs to an ancient religion. True?
It's been around.
Yeah.
And I think it, what they say is that Martians land from Mars and there came Javajo.
I think
Javajo.
You say Martians land from Mars. And I think all you know how to do is worship dogs.
I heard with your religion, though, Scaremaster, that it's kind of like the hip religion now, right? Like a lot of young people are joining. Like, it's really kind of like a cool thing to do, right?
If you want to live forever on Earth when Jehovah God ends this wicked system of things.
Oh, this is the system?
What? Wait,
wicked system. Not, oh,
there's another
not the
system
Hollywood
called
system.
The, wait, there's the wicked
in
system?
In the Bible, there is this wicked system that is ran by the god of this system of things, Satan the devil. You guys are Satan believers and you're Satan
I'm
worshipers.
Not a Satan believer. That's
look at the way you act towards me.
How do I act towards
treat
you?
Treat me like shit.
I treat you like shit? You take that back right now. Did I get you your meeting with the system? Who was the guy that was needed to go to the system?
Okay,
and have
I take
meeting?
That back.
How many things do I do?
He treats me like
I'm
shit.
I'm sorry for all the terrible things I said to you today.
How about at the system meeting when I was the one that came out and said that I love you and I think you deserve a break?
Thank you.
Yeah, you don't
I
thank me for that.
It.
Can we talk about that a little bit? What happened there? Is that okay?
Or do you think that's as queen as a $3 bill?
Yeah, I think you can get into it a little bit.
Can I just say something real quick? Mr. Caravello, you are two homophobic slurs away from reaching the system daily allowable limit, so I would pick those two very carefully.
In other words, don't say anything more like that.
I just told you what
thank
I told you.
Thank you.
Don't talk
thank
about
you.
Blowing your manager.
No more gay
don't,
stuff.
Yeah, don't talk
more.
About.
Thank you.
Don't talk about guys at Denny's, reach arounds, all that stuff.
No more.
Don't talk
no
about.
More. You know what, Mole? Watch your mouth, shut it, and that's it. Thank you.
Can right. I ask one question?
I don't know what you're going to ask.
I was just going to ask, what did I do?
Oh, okay. Then ask him.
What did I do?
What did he do?
No comment.
Okay, I want to get this out there. I want to be able to talk a little bit about the system. Now we have permission to do that. For the people that don't know, this past Wednesday, Perry had a system meeting hearing where he, I don't even know where we went because we were blindfolded and taken there. Were you blindfolded, Perry?
Yes.
What happened during that day?
I think we were in Chicago.
Tell us exactly what happened.
Well, what I can remember from the meeting was that...
Did they knock you out? Is that why you can't remember?
I have a memory lapse, okay? So what I can remember from this meeting was to help me, because I got myself into a little bit of trouble in Hollywood, to put me in this situation, this mafioso type situation that is putting me in this thing called the system that is it's a union. It's a union.
Can I interrupt you, Mr. Caravello? You can talk about this, but please do not mention any of the names of people who were there. We'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Names are not to be mentioned. I'm just going to say it's like a union. Here's the funny thing. It's like a Teamsters meeting.
Why do you say that?
Because it's a court meeting, which is not a real court. It's
kangaroo court, people's court.
There was a judge there.
There was a Campbell judge. Court. There was a judge.
There was a barrister.
May okay. I court your daughter, sir?
Whatever.
Froggy went a-courting?
How many witnesses were there? I know they brought Mole and I
five?
There.
Five?
And Mary Jane
I mean,
told
oh,
me that
oh,
she
you
was
mean
there.
You guys.
Courts.
I mean, as witnesses. And were they all for
about
you?
About 8 or 10.
8 or 10.
Something like that.
And what did they do exactly?
They talked about me and... tried to say nice things about me and help me get released from this system.
I'm going to ask the system guys that are here. Ethan, which one's Ethan again? Ethan.
Right here, sir.
Can he mention one name? And the name I'd like him to mention is the person that, like, his testimony might have been the worst. Hold on.
Hold on 1 second. Yeah, that would be okay.
Okay, Scaremaster. Who was the witness, the witness that hurt you the most?
There's two witnesses that hurt me the most.
Who?
Yergi and that terrifying Tim kid that tried to pull my pants down and have oral sex with me. I would have killed him if he even touched me. He was aiming towards that.
Did you consider that he liked you?
I don't care.
But did you consider it?
I don't care.
Okay, so you didn't consider
it. I don't care.
Right. That's all he was asking.
All right.
Wow.
I'm not gay.
Would you say that I gave the best testimony?
You gave a nice testimony. Lisa Marie gave a nice testimony. Mary Jane gave a nice testimony.
I'm not supposed to mention names.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
All right. What? Did he say something wrong, Joel?
It's okay. It's just between us.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, you know what I was actually thinking? You know, there's one person that gets a little time during this show for their 60 seconds where they talk about everything they want. Go!
Why are you so immature and you got to yell like a fucking animal? I didn't yell
like that. You're already 10 seconds into your 60 seconds.
That's the only way you know how to bitch and do Scary Perry skateboards at www.scaryperry.com. Excuse me. Yeah, www.scaryperryskateboards.com. That's SCARYPERRYSK, the number 8, boards.com.
What kind of boards you selling these days?
They're the best boards on the planet.
What can you tell me about them?
They're made out of Canadian maple wood.
Yep. And where are they manufactured?
Here in L.A. I mean, here in Orange County. And my shirts are USA made also. Everything's USA manufactured, and you got to go to the website to get the prices. I don't even remember my prices anymore.
How have sales been?
Stop! And that was 60 seconds with Perry. All right, there you go.
The guy's a nut.
Who's a nut?
You.
I'm not a nut. Why would you even say
yelling
that?
At the top
That's
of your
the way
lungs.
That I always do it. Hold on a second.
Brother.
Hold on just a second. Should I get this?
Sure, why not?
All right, we got a call coming in. Hello, who's there?
Hey, yo, Don, it's Rucka.
Oh, yeah, hey, Rucka, what's up? Rucka, Rucka Ali. How are you, Rucka?
How's your knuckles?
Shit, man. I'm going crazy, man. I just heard about Quincy and Tom Brennan, man. That's some great shit, man. Yo, is Tom there with you, man?
Yeah.
Hey, Rucka.
Yo, congratulations, man. I just heard that Quincy called me up, man. Word got out, man. Everybody in Detroit's going crazy, man.
Thank you.
I don't like it.
What don't you like?
I don't like this gay.
All right, it's not
shit.
All right. We've already talked about why that's good. So what's up, Rucka? So people are dancing.
Man, fuck Larry. Let's talk about this shit, man. Everybody's going crazy, man. Everybody in out in the streets, man. Shit's out of control, man. I just dropped a track, man.
You just dropped a track? Man. Is that what you said?
Yeah, man. I already dropped a track about that shit, man. I just sent MP3 over to White Boy. What's your boy?
Vince. Vince.
He's smoking crack about this, right?
MP3, man. Y'all should play that shit on the show, man.
You want to do that right now? Now, this is a song about Tom Brennan and John Quincy Adams.
Yeah, let's do that shit,
Wow,
man.
You did that pretty quick.
It was a fast turnaround.
All right. Yeah, that's how I'm on, man.
All right, Vince, why don't you play that for us?
Yeah. John Quincy Adams, Tom Brennan, this one's for y'all. Here we go, come on. Mole needed an agent. He went to the city of Asian, New York, to find Tom Brennan. But Perry wouldn't lend him any help or support finding Tom. Kind of best friend is Perry. What a hateful dork. Mole turned to Quincy, who lived in Brownstone. They went out to eat. Quincy gave Tom some DRP, lolly POPs. Tom woke up bleeding from his BUT. It was meant to be, from up above. Now Tom and Quincy are crazy in love. You could clearly see how it's really all, really y'all. It's really all Perry's fault.
Put it in, pull and push. All the boys shake your tush. Everybody shout hooray. Tom Brennan joined the man-man way. Pick it up, make it drop. Have a date rape lollipop. Thanks to that fat gypsy boy Perry, Tom Brennan's in love with me.
Now word on the street, they getting married. Standing before God, Mole, Don, and Perry. Together, forever, till one of them is dead. It's the love Cookie Caramello fought to defend. Yeah. Like Al Capone sleeping with Grandpa Caravelli. Or Perry's just sinking into Randy's belly. Now Tom and John Quincy are both man and wife. Tom, John Quincy Adams, Brennan for life. That's right.
Put it in, pull and push. All the boys shake your tush. Everybody shout hooray. Tom Brennan join the Madman Way. Pick it up, make it drop. Have a date rape lollipop. Thanks to that fat gypsy boy, Betty, Tom Brennan's going to marry me.
Here's the understanding I got. You fucking tied him up. You fucking cuffed him up. You put a date rape drug into him to make him go to sleep for fucking 2 fucking days. You raped his fucking ass. And let me say this. If you ever go near Tom Brennan again, I'll guarantee you go behind bars for fucking rape. You hear me, you fucking date raping, despicable, hideous pile of shit.
Shake your tush.
Oh!
All the boys shake your tush.
Oh!
All the boys shake your tush.
Oh!
All the boys shake your tush.
Wow.
That was really good.
That was
Rucka.
Spectacular,
and
Rucka.
I'm glad to hear you and Quincy are working together again.
Rucka Ali.
Rucka Ali does it again.
Yeah.
Now,
it's real shit, man.
Now, obviously, you weren't singing that. Perry thought you were singing it live, but no, you're not singing it live.
No, Perry's dumb as fuck, man.
You know what, punk?
I just dropped the track since I heard the news, man.
All right, well, listen, it was really good to hear you. Thank you very much for the song. You want to say anything to Tom before you go?
I'm going to come to town for the wedding, man. I'm going to see you all there.
All right.
Maybe you can perform live.
Oh, yeah. Everybody will drop their tush.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks, check Rucka. You later, Rucka. Rucka Ali, everybody.
Bye, Rucka.
That was spectacular.
He's unbelievable.
Whoa.
How fast he turned that around. Quincy called him up, told him the news, and they dropped that track.
Why do you look sad, Tom?
Because this is disgusting.
This is turning it. You know, I had an idea where this was going to go, and it seems like this is now turning into a media circus.
Exactly.
And
it's going to be big. Well, you're a publicist. Exactly, you know how these things snowball.
I wanted a small wedding. I didn't want
French
this.
Snowball.
It's turning into a media circus. That's exactly what they're going to do to it.
I didn't know it was going to go this way.
That's exactly what they're going to do. They've been putting me into a media circus. They've been fucking with me for way too fucking long.
You're a teenager with a little bit.
And now I got this crap going on in my life, which never should have happened.
But you're still going to be my best man, though, right?
I'm going to have to.
And we'll be in the wedding party.
Hey, what
are you? Groomsmen? You and Moe? Groomsmen? Are you okay with that, Perry?
I don't care.
Dude, come on. We'll get some great pictures. At the very least, we'll get some great pictures. And also, what are you guys going to get, the salmon or the chicken?
Yep.
I don't know.
I'm going to get the chicken.
Same.
How is the salmon? What are they saying?
Well, listen, today has been quite a day.
Can I just ask this?
You may ask anything you want.
What kind of sides come with the salmon?
We don't know yet. Perry, do you have any idea?
I have no idea.
Would it be possible, instead of potatoes, to get rice?
Yeah, I was thinking the yellow rice. What do they call that?
Yeah, like rice pilaf.
Brown rice.
Or brown rice would be nice. I don't know that.
I like the pilaf. There's like, a little sweetness. A little chicken taste to it.
Yeah,
do they make that as a chicken side?
Yeah, they make that side of chicken, yeah. And also, like, if I'd like a little side salad to start.
What kind of salad? This.
Just like a little, you know, just like some...
I'm nervous.
What kind of salad are you going to get? Beans. I wouldn't mind just getting, like, spinach... some tomatoes, you know, I don't know.
Like, you want like a balsamic on that, or you want like a blue cheese? You want like a...
I don't know. Do I want blue cheese on the real stuff, or do I want
the
dressing?
I'm not a blue cheese kind of guy.
No, what do you like for dressing?
It's oil and vinegar balsamic.
Do you like a raspberry vinaigrette? You like a vinaigrette, too?
Oh, now you're confusing me.
Do you like a raspberry vinaigrette?
A garlic vinaigrette.
Garlic vinaigrette. What if they just have the raspberry vinaigrette?
That's fine.
Would you want to go with that? Okay. And what about like, do you want a soup? Would you get a soup, too?
Hey, before we get too caught into what's going to be on the menu.
This is crazy.
I know it. We've
it's
got
insane.
We've got to get this bachelor party ready for this Wednesday, for God's sake.
This Wednesday?
This Wednesday.
Fuck.
And
what do you got going on?
I have no idea yet. I got to look at my book.
Are you going to be in town?
Well, actually, yeah. I was staying in town until Thursday, so technically it does work out. It
works out perfectly.
Great. This is going to be a blast.
This is nuts.
It's going to be more fun than I can possibly imagine. You guys want to come?
I think an event like this is definitely going to show Perry's true colors, so I think we will definitely be there.
So you're going
to
bring
the whole crew?
It's a good
opportunity to videotape Scaremaster and see what happens.
Absolutely. We'll talk to the judge, but I have a feeling that he's definitely going to want us there.
My true colors is I'm a complete 150,000, if not 150 zillion percent against the gay community and gay marriages.
You have one left. I just want to let you know that.
But that was a big one. He did use his. He did use one of his ones pretty big.
Powerful.
I was going to compliment Perry on being accepting of other lifestyles, and then he just negated it with that. Yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and write that
down.
Good
thing you held off on that one.
Okay, so we've got the big bachelor party this Wednesday. We got to figure out when the... Oh, brainstorm. August 15th, 16th, we're going to have the fans of the big three coming to town. We should have the wedding. I'm not trying to force you into anything, but we should have the wedding.
For
John Quincy Adams.
For the film.
We should put that down.
Oh, Scaremaster.
Have the wedding as the pilot.
That's brilliant.
Oh, my God.
Good thinking.
I don't know. They can't pull that together.
Do you want to do that?
This is already a huge... I thought this was going to be a very small Justice of the Peace thing.
Scaremaster.
All right, if you want to have it small...
No, it's
Perry.
Okay.
I think Perry was in the right ballpark because...
Scaremaster's wheels turning.
If you think that's what it should be, then that's what it should be. I
would actually not want it to happen at all.
I got it,
Perry.
But if it was gonna, we should film it like Modern Family.
Oh, right. Man. And we've got our crew here because we've got the system crew.
Well, I want this to end before the... Well, it's
no,
gotta,
you got 30 days.
It's
that's
be
less than 30 days.
The 23rd of August.
No, this will be, I think, the only time I... Got something going
the
23rd.
When is the next meeting, if the system people can tell me?
We're obligated to be with you for 30 days.
So that'd be the 23rd
of August. 23rd of August.
Right, so we got to do it before then. We got to put a lot of stuff together. Saturday, August 16th sounds like the perfect day.
Is that okay?
Well, it's your idea. I'm going along with
you. It's not my idea.
Yes, it is your idea.
It is not my idea.
Who came up with the idea?
The only thing that's my idea is that I said... That we should add this into the pilot.
Right.
You want my wedding to be in the pilot?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Scaremaster, ask his permission. Say, with your permission.
And your blessings. Exactly, yeah, like Mol just said.
Well, it's going to be fun.
Blessings and all that other
well,
stuff.
Well, yeah, I trust...
I'm a Jehovah's Witness, so...
Quit bragging.
I would rather not...
Don't worry, we'll find a dog-friendly
place. Gonna go,
I'm going to have to because you're my publicist.
Where are we gonna find a venue?
Quincy said he wants to do it at his mansione.
Oh. Where the hell is that?
Well, we'll get a chance to see it.
It's a big mansion.
Mansione?
He will go crazy.
Say it in English.
I've never been to a huge Quincy Adams party. I'll tell you, I've been looking forward to this for a long time.
Yes, you did. You remember that one where you jumped off the roof and you're screaming, I'm a golden god?
Oh, yeah.
Are you okay with this?
Into the swimming pool?
No.
So are we not going to do this?
We have to do this.
Okay.
I'm not okay with it, but
okay,
I've got to accept it.
But you're not opposed. You're accepting me, right? You're not opposed to me.
Look, you're my publicist, and I like you as a person, okay? I know you're not gay, but I know
Why
you're
do
doing
you do that
this,
with your fingers?
Quotes, okay?
Hold on. Is that violating anything? Has he used his last gay
I think the
reference?
Fingers protect him.
He's walking a thin line. So just beware of that, Mr. Caravello.
I'm just saying it like this. He is not a gay guy, but he's doing this to help me out and to help out my career. And I thank him for that, and I appreciate what he's doing to help my career.
Thank you, Perry.
Okay? Damn.
That settles it. We've got a bachelor party this Wednesday, and August 16th, you're going to be a married man.
Oh, wow. And all the fans get to come to the Tom Brennan and John Quincy Adams wedding.
Wow. I bet you they didn't see that coming, did they?
Big news.
I didn't see it coming.
Sure is. Well, before we go.
You can annul the marriage on the 20th if you want to annul
it. Why would he want that? Why wouldn't he want half the money?
But I need Quincy's power to get your career.
How about the honeymoon?
Okay.
How about the honeymoon?
Oh, God.
Honeymoon. Wait, I didn't hear Quincy say anything about a honeymoon.
I'll see what happens.
No, I didn't put
you know
the,
what?
Put
you
the
know
pop
what?
Down, Mary Jane. All right, well, listen, we got something to do because the show is running long now as it is, and we've still got to do the best thing that we do on this show. It's time once again for a little thing I like to call Mole Play.
Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
All right, now if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the show. This is where Mole will come up with an idea, Mole will cast the scene of his idea, and then we will act it out. What we don't know is, Mole, what are we going to be doing today on Mole Play?
Scaremaster, can you come over here and sit between Tom Brennan and Dan Barney?
Wow, you're getting married, you lucky son of a bitch.
Oh,
You, this is going to be something. I'll tell you something. I always get baked at weddings. I always get baked at weddings.
You think you'll smoke some weed then?
Oh, I get so baked.
Wow, this is...
Other people cry, I get really baked at weddings. Open bar?
I don't think open bar. I think... Knowing Quincy Adams, he's going to try to make a buck off it. So
you
I think
this... he's going to be selling these wedding photos for sure. All right, Scaremaster, you nailed it before when you took us back in time to the days before you were a big celebrity and you were just a grocery clerk. We're heading back to the Luckies to see what actually happened in that Luckies the day that you and your manager made love.
Go fuck yourself.
Just relax for a second.
Oh, God.
Scaremaster, you play the manager. Dan, you're going to play Scaremaster. Tom Brennan, you're going to be a customer. And Scaremaster, Dan, you're Scaremaster. You're working. You're checking.
I'm not loading. I'm not stocking
you're
things.
Doing groceries. And Tom Brennan's a customer who comes up and gives you a tip.
All righty.
Mo play.
Would you calm down, sir? Can I help you?
No, Scaremaster, you're the manager. You tell Scaremaster to calm down.
That's what I'm trying to do.
I'm talking to the mic.
I said, sir, would you calm down? Can I help you?
Why are you calling me, sir?
Lower your voice.
You lower your voice!
And now Tom Brennan comes
in. I am
in.
Going to evict now, you from my store.
He's working at your store. He's the grocery boy. And now Tom Brennan comes in and tips you with a Queen is a $3 bill.
I have this $3 bill. I hope this works as a tip to get my groceries.
You really seem like a freak! I bet you like to get tied up in yours! You are a freak!
Now the manager...
You're fired.
Now you're fired.
You're fired.
I'm fired! You're fired! I'll fuck you up!
Now you tell me S-U-D.
Fuck me up?
Tell me S-U-D, Scaremaster.
What?
I want you to suck my dick! Suck my dick!
Okay, manager, now do it. Now you do it, manager.
What?
Do it.
Manager, suck my dick and give me my job!
I'll fucking cut your cock off, you fucking queer!
You're a queer! Suck me up! Mother, where's that price tag on Coco Pops?
No, thank you.
And now you guys kiss.
You try that shit with me again, I'm gonna fucking kill you!
And that's right. Moplay.
Moplay, Moplay, let's play Moplay. Moplay, Moplay, let's play Moplay. Moplay!
I don't know what to do there. I get the direction to kiss him, and he always pulls away. What's the fucking deal, Perry?
Yeah, what is the deal with that, Scaremaster? Why wouldn't you
it
kiss?
It is not gonna fucking happen!
I want to kiss you?
It's just for the movie.
It's just for the fucking movie.
Passionately kiss another man.
I'm not going to kiss him. He's a man. I won't kiss a man.
Well, you're the best wedding at a gay wedding.
This is where we cut to a scene of you kissing a man. I mean, if it was, you know, was a pilot.
I'll fucking put my fucking fist down your throat and knock every tooth down out of your mouth, you fucking weirdo.
And that's mole play.
You already closed it out.
You're the please, worst. Please, leave me alone. I'm done.
Well, you know what? We went.
Out of here. This is show's disgusting.
Over. You want to leave? You want to leave?
This is disgusting.
Show's over.
Sit down. We're almost done. We got to close things out, for God's sake.
Close things out.
Are you talking to the mic?
Close things out.
Well, anyway, what a show today. What a lot of stuff that happened. We learned a little bit about the system and what that means. We learned a little bit about Tom Brennan and what a freak he really is.
No, that's not necessary, Don.
Well, it's what we learned today. And so...
You know what? I don't appreciate you talking about Tom that way.
Oh, why?
And I don't appreciate you doing any of that.
Oh, look who's got his heart broken. Oh, my man's going to marry someone else.
And we did a little celebrating of equality today is what we did, Scaremaster. True?
You can't use that word. You
I'm not saying anything. All right. I'm not saying anything.
Anyway, you're okay with everything.
I'm not okay with everything.
Let's say you want to get in touch with one of us on the social network. Mole, how can they get in touch with you?
Oh, I'm on Facebook. My name is Walter Malinsky. Hey, write to me and I'll write you back.
Wow, that's really pleasant. A positive
attitude. I'll see you at the wedding. We'll hang out. And if we do, I get really baked at weddings. So let's all go get baked out back on some apple cherry with tobacco. And let's get some salmon and let's get some drinks.
Absolutely. Tom Brennan, how can people get in touch with you?
Not interested.
Interested in putting your name out in the... social media?
I'm not looking to have any of your fans or people contact me.
Wait a second. wait a second, let me understand this. You'll marry some man to get your name out there a little bit, but when you get a chance to put your name out there a little bit, you'd rather keep it to yourself.
What I do for this man sitting to my immediate left.
He's my publicist. He's not doing anything.
I've told you this before. I'm a Perry fan. I'm not a fan of your big three, and it's very nice that you had me here. And
did you ever see Windy City Heat before?
I've seen it, yes.
What'd you think?
I thought Perry was great in it.
He was great in it.
All right, how about to Ethan and Joel? Is any way they can get in touch with you, or can't you do that?
We're here strictly for professional purposes, and we'd rather not.
We're not here for self-promotion. We're here to keep an eye on Perry and report back.
Perry, how can they get in touch with you then?
Email me at scaryperry.
I told you not to give your email address.
Oh, okay. All right. Then buy my skateboard.
If people want to get in touch with Perry, they can buy his skateboards.
Mary. Scary Perry Skateboards at scaryperry.
Didn't you already promote this?
SK, the number 8, boards.com.
You already promoted.
Enter promo code, I blew the manager like this.
Mary Jane, how can people get in touch with you on the social media?
A with the circle, SMOKINGMARYJANE. Thank you.
You can get in touch with me at SimplyDon1 on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at Don Barris. If you want to get in touch with me and see my Instagram at SimplyDon1, on Vine, Don Barris. Every week, check out the Simply Don, the podcast, or you can watch me every night as I close out the Comedy Store. Monday night's the Ding Dong Show at 10 p.m. And I can't express enough, go to our store, Simply Don, the podcast network store. It's open, and people are buying shirts, they're buying posters, they're buying buttons, they're buying hats. Go to our store, buy stuff, help us out. And coming soon, the Ding Dong Show podcast is coming to Simply Don, the podcast network. But for now, it's time to say goodbye with a big three. Goodbye.